This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. Hey, and welcome back to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's April 30th, and on this day in 1993, Monica Seles was attacked while playing a tennis match. 19-year-old Monica Seles was the number one ranked women's tennis player in the world at the time. She had won the French Open the previous 3 years, the U.S. Open, and Australian Open the last two. Her Aussie Open title 2.5 months before had been a come-from-behind three-set win over Steffi Graf. On this day, the young Serbian was playing Bulgaria's Magdalena Maleva in a quarterfinal match of the Citizen Cup in Hamburg, Germany. Seles was up a set and leading in the second set 4-3. She needed to win just two more games to move on to the semifinals. The left-handed Seles had just held serve, and both players walked over to their courtside chairs on the changeover. About 45 seconds after Seles had taken her seat and was toweling off, 38-year-old Günther Parch reached over the courtside railing and plunged a 9-inch boning knife about a half inch into her back between her shoulder blades. Courtside fans and security grabbed Parch around the neck as a stunned Seles rose from her seat and staggered toward midcourt. Seles' brother and tournament officials rushed over to her, and they helped her lay down on the court. Later, at the hospital, it was determined that the knife had missed her spinal cord, but it would take several weeks for the wound to heal properly. But the mental injury took a much bigger toll. She did not play a competitive tennis match for more than 2 years, suffering from mental anguish and battling an eating disorder credited to the attack. Initially, the thought was that it was a politically motivated attack. This was before Yugoslavia split into Serbia and Montenegro. She had received death threats prior to this match, but it was later determined that her attacker was a crazed fan of Steffi Graf, and believed that by injuring Seles, that his favorite player and the current world's number two would be the top player in the world. Parch's punishment was incredibly toothless. He was found to be psychologically abnormal during his trial and spent just 6 months on probation and in treatment. Seles never played tennis in Germany again after the lax sentence. She returned to the tennis court in August 1995 at the Canadian Open. After becoming an American citizen, she was reinstated as the world number one, sharing the ranking with Graf, and promptly won her first tournament. At the U.S. Open, she lost in the finals to Graf. In January of 1996, Seles won the Australian for the fourth time, returning to her Grand Slam winning form and making an incredible comeback after what happened on this day in 1993. Also on this day, in 1971, the Milwaukee Bucks claimed their first championship in franchise history in impressive fashion. It was the new kid, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, scoring 27 and pulling 12 rebounds, and the cagey veteran Oscar Robertson putting up 30 points and dishing out 9 assists as the Bucks swept the Baltimore Bullets with the 118-106 win in Game 4. It was the first title for Robertson in his 11 seasons, and the first of many for Jabbar, who would pick up the majority of those in Los Angeles. It would be 50 years before the Bucks would win another NBA championship. And if memes had been a thing back in 1998, then this surely would have been one. it was Game 4 of the first round of the playoff matchup between the 7th-seeded New York Knicks and the number 2-seed Miami Heat. With 7.4 seconds remaining and the Knicks up 90-85, the Knicks' Larry Johnson and the Heat's Alonzo Mourning, two guys who had been teammates in Charlotte a few years before, got into a shoving match, which escalated into punching. As Johnson wound up to take a swing at Zoe's face, Knicks coach Jeff Van Gundy wrapped himself around Mourning's leg in an attempt to keep the two players apart. The shot of Van Gundy clinging to Alonzo Mourning is funny to watch in retrospect, but the on-court scuffle did result in suspensions. First off, the Knicks evened the series at two games apiece with their 5-point win. The NBA suspended both Johnson and Mourning for Game 5, along with the Knicks' Chris Mills, who had come off the bench. Even though the Knicks were playing without Johnson and an injured Patrick Ewing, New York wrapped up the series with their 98-81 Game 5 win. And a couple of quick hitters for you. In 1922, Chicago White Sox rookie Charlie Robertson pitched a perfect game in a 2-0 win against the Detroit Tigers. Robertson's effort was only the third perfect game in modern baseball history. And in 1976, Muhammad Ali retained his heavyweight title with a 15-round unanimous decision over Jimmy Young. Ali came into the fight weighing 230 pounds, his heaviest to that point, figuring Young would be easy prey. But he was not. In fact, ringside fans questioned the judge's decision after it became known that Young had outpunched Ali 222 to 113 and landed more than twice the number of power punches. And time now for today's non-sports Did You Know. Toothpaste makers call the little glob of toothpaste on your toothbrush a nurdle. That's all I've got for you today. I'll see you back here tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.